This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Now, for those listeners of the Paracast Plus or after the Paracast, we don't have network ads, but we'll mention just one thing that might interest you. It's not really a commercial. The new Paracast shop, or the Paracast.shop, the Paracast.shop, is a work in progress, and we've wanted to get a good working place where you can get T-shirts and other stuff with logos. And we've gone through this like half a dozen times already. You know, or four times, whatever it is. Just over and over again. And the story's in our latest newsletter, so I'm not going to repeat it here. But looking over the orders we've gotten, the first group of orders was common, mostly because I think we've had this coupon code. Where at checkout, you use the coupon code UFO, lowercase UFO, you get 15% discount. How's that? And this guy, one guy who ordered it, 3XL size, which is like big size, biggest size we have, and he ordered one with one logo and one with another logo, and we're both grateful.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks. Wear it proudly.
Last week, we featured Gary Voorhees, one of the people who saw the infamous Nimitz Tic Tac UFOs. And there's a story now that, in response to a Freedom of Information request, I expect John Greenwald Jr. was responsible for that. They said, we can't give you this stuff. So there's a point, a line of demarcation, Randall, over the stuff you can get and the stuff they're going to hold back.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. From what I was reading, even the stuff that Elizondo managed to, not exactly smuggle out, but he managed to get it released on the assumption that it was going to be for training purposes. And when they found out that he was using it as part of the whole UFO disclosure movement, I guess his superiors weren't too impressed. And they said, that's the last you're going to get anything out of us. And yet we still hear these rumors that they've got more films and that more of it is coming. You know, promises, who knows? But what I liked about Gary's approach is he and his the other people who have had experiences like this are putting together this UAP expeditions thing. And so we're talking about unidentified aerial phenomena or aerospace phenomena. Essentially, it means the same thing as UFO, but some people are using UAP instead for, I don't know exactly whether it really imparts any more credibility to the subject or not, but they want to get an ocean-going vessel, like a fairly good-sized one, and then move up and down the coast between Catalina Island and down where those sightings occurred in order to try to get some more evidence of what's going on there.
Now, one thing Gary mentioned here is that it seems to be like a window area. Lots of things are happening there, and I didn't pursue it much beyond UFOs or UAPs or whatever you wish to call them, flying saucers. I'm going to go back in time. Flying saucers, whatever they are, if it's a window area, an area that seems to attract strange things, this could be fascinating. But also what seems to happen here is as soon as you get a hold of a place like this and start looking into it, it disappears.
Isn't that the nature of the phenomena, though?
It's like a TV set that has intermittent problems where, say, the picture cuts out. And you take it to the repair shop, or the repair shop comes to you because it's a big screen TV, and you turn on the TV and everything looks beautiful. And it's just that way, and he tests everything. 5 minutes after he leaves,
Yeah, I had a thing like that happen with a muffler repair in my car. I don't know if it's synchronicity or exactly what that is. But then, you could talk to other researchers from that area who I referred Gary too, such as Preston Dennett, who is an expert on that whole area there. He would say, well, he's had people who claim to be able to communicate with them or call them down and went out with someone into the forest where they were able to actually witness one of these things together. For whatever reason, don't ask me why, he didn't have a whole scientific crew with him or a camera or anything else. That also seems to be the case. What is it that is happening with that?
Jeff Belanger is joining us this week, and he's listening to us talk, and we'll get into some of his topics in a moment. But have you been following all this stuff, Jeff?
I apologize. I have not. I'm not as plugged into the UFO community as I am to maybe others. Not that it doesn't interest me. I guess it just doesn't pull me in as much as others.
The thing about it also is we always have these hopes that something's going to happen of something in the UFO field. It's going on for 70 years. We're on the verge, and we never cross the barrier.
Wouldn't you say we are on the verge if you look at more of like a larger human scale, right? I mean, compared to 500 years ago, I'd say we are on the verge. Also, I was raised Catholic, and the thing that's most interesting to me in regard to UFOs is that the Vatican is saying more and more about it, which to me implies that they're trying to get roughly 1 billion people in the world ready for some news, that they don't want to shake the foundation of 2,000 years of teaching, right? Which I don't think it does at all, by the way. I think you can be Catholic and believe in life on other planets, and I think I don't see a conflict whatsoever. But that's just my opinion. And I think the fact that the Vatican has been saying, hey, life on other planets, extraterrestrial activity, whatever, is not going to undermine our faith. That's a very powerful statement, I think, which that's on the verge. Women can't be priests. Priests can't marry, but damn it, they're talking about UFOs. Talk about on the verge. Come on.
Well, of course, if they're hedging their bets there, and they're hoping, of course, that, ET will come down and they'll have their own religion, but it will be a religion as opposed to ET coming down and say, yeah, we visited you couple of thousand years ago, and maybe the local populace at the time went too far in assuming we were gods of some sort. That would really break it open.
We met this guy named Ezekiel. Seemed like a nice guy, but just was really confused, so we left.
We thought maybe he was smoking too much weed. No, that's...
Yeah. You know the Ezekiel passage, right, that describes the ship, the wheels within the wheels, and the face moving back and forth and all that other stuff. It's this passage in the Bible that's so specific about a description of this shield of fire that comes down from the sky and seeing these wheels and these creatures on the thing. It is the Bible's so full of metaphors and things like that, but this is so descriptive that you wonder what the heck this guy saw. And I always thought it would be funny if, like, time travel's invented one day and you've got your time-traveling ship and you say, I'm going back to the time of Ezekiel. I want to figure out what the heck he saw. So you land your ship and you look out and there's this guy Ezekiel looking at you and writing copious notes, going, what the heck is that? And that's when you smack your head and you go, oh, man, I'm the Ezekiel ship. Time. Anyway, I better
keep basically, moving. Basically, we're saying we saw the gods come down, and the gods are us.
Yeah, it would fit, wouldn't it? I mean, it would fit the way the human mind works and thinks, and the way we look and process things we can't quite understand or grasp.
But it would make a good sci-fi plot. I mean, time travel is a sci-fi trope, really. But personally, I don't think it can happen the way that we see it in sci-fi. It's just not really possible. But when you do look at that description, I mean, are we really looking at a description, or are we looking at somebody just describing something from their imagination, the way that we describe superheroes? What is really kind of interesting about it, though, when you try to visualize what it is that he may have seen and compare it to things that we know, you've got that, like you say, you've got these faces, and it's as if they're looking out through these circles, and these circles remind me of portholes.
We are going to look through this circle, the circle of ants. Didn't sound good. Gene, Randall, and Jeff, you're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Jeff Belanger, as you know, with broadcasting, especially when you have ads, you want to make a segue. And the segue's got to be smart, snappy, funny. And then it's what I do.
It's all good. We're all trying our best.
Anyway, Randall, you're getting into this fascinating area of discussion. By the way, before we go into time travel or anything else, if you want to see a kind of an interesting romp or comic book superhero kind of version of what happens with time travelers, look at the CW TV show called Legends of Tomorrow, where you have these second grade superheroes trying to be first grade, and they go back through time to right wrongs, and almost always they leave something behind.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. I haven't seen that show, but I think before the break, yeah, we were just talking about the Ezekiel's myth. I suppose we'd probably be most safe calling it a myth, but there's the idea that there's these faces around the outside of the perimeter of this wheel, which are like portals. And there are quite a number of UFO cases where witnesses have reported these portals with beings that are looking out of them. And then, of course, if you consider a flying saucer, it's like a big wheel, and it's got different levels, often with a dome in the middle, which is kind of like a wheel within a wheel. So it really starts to fit together that what was seen was some kind of a classic flying saucer with portals and some kind of beings looking out of
them. Yeah, I mean, it seems to me one of the theories I've been toying with for years now is that what's the one thing that can tie all the paranormal together, right? From ghosts to cryptids to monsters to UFOs, aliens, everything. And the one thing that could tie it all together is time, right? Could all of these things make sense somewhere on our timeline? Ghosts are obvious. 150 years ago was the Civil War. You see a Civil War soldier. He made perfect sense 150 years ago. He does not make sense today. We call it a ghost. A cryptid, could that be an animal that made perfect sense a million years ago, 2 million years ago, 100 million years ago, but not necessarily right now? Could an alien make perfect sense half a million years from now in the future? You know, is that what we're destined to look like? Will our heads get bigger? Will our arms get more spindly because we don't need muscles anymore? We've got machines to do everything, but we do need thicker skin, darker eyes, and so on. I don't know.
You know, you just raised something. Fans of Doctor Who. Recent
yes,
episode.
I love Doctor Who. Doctor Who.
They go to this place of the recreation area, and you have these horrible-looking monsters that are killing people, causing trouble. At the end of the episode, this is a spoiler, I'll just say, Doctor Who finds out that they are in a future Earth where climate change destroyed everything and you have these hideous creatures. That's what humans became millions of years from now. She then says that could be just an alternate timeline. You got to watch the episode.
Of course. Yeah, that's the thing about time travel. It's such a great subject. Like, the writer in me loves it because in writing, there's the problem of painting yourself in a corner, right? Which is when you're crafting a story or whatever and you're stuck. There's nowhere to go. If you have a time traveling device, you're never painted in the corner. You know, you always have an out. So on the one hand, it's probably quite a lot of fun, but I'm so in awe of Stephen Moffat, who resurrected Doctor Who to the more modern versions. The way he can weave together not just one episode, but tie it to an episode 20 episodes ago and pull in something that's going to come up 20 episodes from now is just, I mean, the brain space it takes to be able to do that is really incredible. And I love it. I love the theories of it and the theories of it that let us wonder. I mean, physics tells us time travel is not impossible. It's just not practical. We know how to move forward in time. We're doing it right now, 1 second at a time. You can jump on a commercial airplane and you can actually move faster in time than we are here on the ground. And that's just a jet, a regular plane that people are in every single day. It's measurable, but it's so minuscule that you could spend the rest of your life in a plane and you wouldn't really get very far ahead.
By the way, Stephen Moffat left Doctor Who in 2017. Yes. Chris Chibnall, I guess that's the way you pronounce it, he's the writer of Broadchurch, brought in as Doctor Who, one of the stars of Broadchurch, Jodie Whittaker, the first female Doctor Who.
Right.
And she is amazing. You can't tell if you watch Broadchurch that is what this woman is capable of. But she is the perfect sort of Doctor Who. She's the right degree of wackiness. She's great.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love the show. I love everything about it. But it brings up, fiction has always made us think, right? It's always painted universes that make us wonder. Sci-fi has given NASA things to reach for, right? Like objectives and ideas, and it all just kind of compounds on each other. And that's, I think, one of the things I love about the paranormal is the story. That's the thing that I can wrap my hands around, is the story of it, the way how one story gets attached to another, passed around, melds and merges and marries from the Ezekiel ship in the Bible, when suddenly UFO enthusiasts see that and say, yeah, that's it. That's a UFO. I mean, read the description. I actually pulled it up while we were in the break. It's Ezekiel 1, 4 to 28. You can read all about the Ezekiel ship and how it's described. And you say, boy, that sure does sound like a UFO. It sounds like nothing that should have existed a few thousand years ago. It's amazing how we conceptualize and we try to wrap our heads around what these things could be and what they mean to us.
Yeah, in our last interview, you were telling us how you have an aversion to labels and prefer to be more of a storyteller than an investigator, which I think is cool because it puts the listener into the role of the experiencer. And all too often, it seems that the experiencer plays second fiddle to the phenomena and people's theories and everybody's ideas of what it's about. And it just leaves the person who has had the experience kind of still left to deal with it in their own terms.
Right. You know, and so not to keep harping on poor Ezekiel, but give him credit. Again, I skimmed it during the break, but he just described what he saw, right? He didn't say these are aliens from another planet. He didn't say they're interdimensional beings. He didn't say, I mean, it's in the Bible, so obviously the assumption is this is some sign sent by God, but I don't think he really lays that out. In fact, I'm just glancing at this again. Yeah, he doesn't really say God sent this message. He's like, here's a weird thing I saw and I'm writing it down. And I applaud that, right? We should all be that objective. Now it's in the Bible and we're talking about it, but still, the experience is what it's all about. That's where it starts.
We're going to have to do a break in a moment. I don't want to interrupt you from the thought because we're going to take it to more and more fascinating directions. And Randall has assembled a whole bunch of interesting case histories to look at. Okay? So if you want to have ghost stories and where it goes, Jeff Belanger is your guy here. Because we don't always get into this as much as we should. People say, hey, the Paracast, it should be called the UFO cast, or now the UAP cast, or whatever they invent to be politically correct 5 years from now. Jeff Belanger is with us. I'm Gene Steinberg. And he's J. Randall Murphy. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Both sides in the president's impeachment trial have filed briefs outlining their strategies. Democrats continue to push for witness testimony. House Democrats have now released new documents from Lev Parnas. Some want him as a witness. He is under federal indictment for illegal campaign violations. Democrat Ted Lieu is accusing fellow California Congressman Devin Nunes of conspiring with Parnas to undermine the U.S. government. A lawyer for Nunes threatened to sue Lieu if he didn't apologize. The congressman tweeted his response, welcoming the lawsuit, taking discovery from Congressman Nunes, then adding, "Or you can take your letter and shove it." Nunes denies conspiring with Parnas, telling Fox,
"I mean, this is someone who doesn't tell the truth. It's something that didn't happen."
He says Parnas is just trying to get a lighter sentence. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son, and he said, "Dad, this is good," so I like it. I'm healing so fast, it's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
As we continue with Jeff Belanger talking about stuff and ghosts, and continue, please.
Yeah, I know we were talking about just wrapping up the Ezekiel ship and talking about the witness. The witness is where it starts, right? Someone experiences something weird, whether that's seeing something in the sky, something in the water, on the land, or in their homes, and they tell someone else. And that person believes them just enough to tell someone else. Maybe someone else goes and experiences the same thing in the same location, and a legend is born. And when I use the word legend, as I'm sure we mentioned last time, I'm not saying something is untrue. I'm just saying that something is growing bigger than the original thing. It's the story now that takes over. And so that's what's really fascinating to me, because it always starts there. There's, you know, a paranormal researcher who's looking into haunted houses. First, there was a story that they heard that was believable enough, compelling enough, that they were willing to give up their time and go to it and try to wrap their gear, equipment, or whatever else around it. But it always starts with the story and the experience.
One thing I always worry about, though, when you talk about these stories, and they are repeated from person to person, how close is the version you're hearing about to what the originator of that story actually described?
In this case, I think we live in an amazing time. Yes, of course, folklore changes. It's the telephone game. We all know that. We played it as kids. You whisper a sentence to the first kid, and they whisper it to the next, and so on. And it changes as it moves around the room. But there's elements that stay the same. And a person like me likes to chase it backwards and see how close we can get to the origins. Now, the reason we live in a great time is because the internet has interconnected us. And people like me who have been out there for a long time on the internet and things like that, talking about researching ghosts and haunted places and strange stories, sometimes someone has a strange story happen today. and they jump online and go, who do I tell about this? And sometimes they find me and other people like me. I'm not saying I'm the only one doing this. And they reach out and say, this just happened. What do you think it means? And then sometimes I get to conduct interviews within hours of the actual event. That's as close as we'll ever get to getting the story right. Because and I've seen it happen where someone will tell me about a profound ghost experience. I was in my house and I looked up the stairs and there was this woman and I recognized her. She used to live in this house years ago, but she died and there she was. And what was she wearing? And he'll tell me everything and take me through it. I'll ask about all the sensory experiences. Did you smell anything? Did you hear anything? Did you feel something first or did you see something first? I ask all the questions I can to try to draw out the experience. What will happen over time is that they'll keep telling the story. And as they're telling it to others, some people may lean in and say, wow, really? And then what happened? And they might start to embellish. They don't mean to. They're not bad people. It just means that they're naturally connecting to their audience. In this case, maybe an individual. Or the opposite happens where they get laughed at or, oh, you're crazy. My good. Are you stupid? Why would you even say something like that? You know, that can't be true. I've talked to people a year later and I said, hey, remember that story you told me? They go, yeah, you know, I think I was mistaken. I said, wow, I talked to you right after and you were pretty darn sure. And why are you mistaken now, a year later, when you were positive a year prior? And the reason usually is that they've told the story enough, that they've been mocked and ridiculed, that in their brain they say, you know what, it's just easier to live my life being mistaken on that and to not talk about it anymore than to have this conviction over something that really doesn't affect my life. It doesn't have to define me in any way. It's just something I saw. And that happens to every witness of everything, right? Gosh, it happens in crime. It happens in politics when people start to testify something and you get attacked. Well, that disagrees with my political views, so you must be a liar and a scumbag and everything else. And they go, oh, God, I was just telling you what I knew. But what you know is going to offend some people. But so that's something that naturally happens. So we live in a time now when things are being documented, sometimes quite well, soon after they happen. And that is invaluable if you're going to look at this on an ongoing basis.
Oh, sure. But even students of mythology will often say that mythology and legends sometimes have a grain of truth. When it comes to investigating the paranormal, especially, well, we're more, like Gene was saying, focused on ufology, but a lot of those cases aren't simply mythology because we have actual records from the government that describe how they were investigating those cases. So 1,000 years from now, assuming that the Earth doesn't just get destroyed or something like that, those records will still exist. People will be able to look back and go, you know, back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, there was something really strange going on that the Air Force at the time took seriously enough to create a project to investigate.
So you're also saying you trust the government, right? And I'm not going to go off, I swear, I'm not going to go off on some crazy don't trust the government tangent. However, I remember in the 1980s, Ronald Reagan talking about the Star Wars initiative, and that was the initiative to put up lasers in space to shoot down nukes so nobody could ever nuke us. And it was the greatest bluff ever, right? It bankrupted Russia. You know, they weren't really working on it. It wasn't viable, but they talked about it a lot and talked about the billions and billions of dollars we were going to spend on this, forcing Russia to spend billions of dollars trying to research it, but we never did. Suddenly, the government understands and has understood for a long time the power of bluffing. I remember seeing an interview with some Air Force high-ranking official who said, hey, look, the UFO narrative serves us quite well, you know, as a cover story. Sometimes they're testing stuff that we're not supposed to know about. And if you just ridicule someone as a Yahoo who saw a UFO, when in reality they saw something we made that just is top secret, that cover story has served. So on the one hand, you know, letting stuff leak out or whatever could sometimes be strategic, don't you think? Like some sort of strategic bluff for reasons that we may not fully understand yet.
You know, there's a guy named James Carrion who wrote two books, The Rosetta Deception and The Roswell Deception. And he suggests that the ghost rockets during World War II and the Roswell incident were really manufactured to freak foreigners, foreign countries that might not be so friendly like the Russians. So there you go.
I accept it as a possibility. I accept that there are people that are out there exploring and are paid quite well to explore every possible narrative. We're getting manipulated on social media. That's already happening. We know it, right? We know passing on fake news that serves both sides, by the way, like everybody's doing it. So there are people out there that know how to manipulate the masses to certain ends. And so I think we all have to be smarter and more objective when it comes to our consumption of any sort of information, which I think, again, coming back to why I just love the story so much, let's break it down to the lowest level that we can break it down. And then that's the thing that we can talk about and look at on the table and pass around from one person to another. Yes, it's going to change because you're going to put a little bit of you into it and a little bit of your neighbor into it. But at the same time, it's something that's ours, you know, that we made at least. And if we can trace it back, we can find that truth and what it means to us. And that truth is the reason we keep it around, right? I mean, the legend sticks around because it serves us in some reason, in some way. It's a group decision.
Oh, I do love the stories, but at the same time, maybe it would be advantageous to have some sort of a basic classification system analogous to like the Hynek Valley UFO classification system, where somebody sees, say, a flyby or an anomaly or a maneuver or a close encounter, and to be able to catalog the different types of paranormal experiences that people have. I mean, don't you think that might be a good way to go about studying it as well, though? And
yeah, I get it, but I guess to me, and I've thought about this before, and I also recognize that I'm of a different type of person, right? Like there are people that are very analytical, and we need them. The world needs them. Of course, we need them. That's not me. And I also, years ago, I've run ghostvillage.com since 1999. My goodness, this is our 21st year, right? And we've been, people have been sharing their ghost experiences on there for 21 years.
You know what? We're not going to last 21 years.
All right.
If you don't do this break. Let's go ahead. Jeff Belanger, Gene Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had
really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Ghost Village, 21 years. Soon you'll get the gold watch, right, Jeff?
Or at least we can drink legally finally, right? So there's that. So ghostvillage.com has had thousands of ghost encounters submitted to us. And early on, I was right there with you, Randall. I'm like, oh, look, they sort of fall into boxes, right? I could see how for something we would call like a residual haunting, where it's like a movie that plays over and over, but it's not interactive. It doesn't seem to be have any connection to the witnesses, but it does have a connection to the location. And so you say, well, maybe that's one classification. Another is the loved one, the lost loved one who passed away maybe somewhat recently and came back for that last goodbye. Another one is the sign where someone keeps finding pennies on the ground and says, well, that's my grandfather. He used to always give me pennies. So they're connecting the pennies on the ground to the person that was near and dear to them in their life. And I kept finding these categories. But the more you looked, the more you realized that you need so many boxes that it's almost not worth classifying them because it's a human experience, albeit a fringe experience, but it is a human experience. You know, the field of psychology has been trying to put the human emotion and experience into boxes for, gosh, over a century now. And there's some really brilliant minds working at that. And we can't, right? We can't predict human behavior. We get close.
Wait a minute. Sure we can.
There's
a whole industry called the advertising industry that makes billions of dollars a year off predicting human behavior based on all kinds of psychological factors, from what colors make people's nerves react in a certain way to what sort of smells and sounds. I mean, it's huge.
So you're right, and that's fair. However, do you think that someone could learn enough about you to know what you're going to do tomorrow?
Like probably.
You? Really?
Probably. Funny. I mean, if somebody really wanted to study me, I'm pretty easy to figure out. You know, I'm not that complex. I think that we know a tremendous amount, and all it takes is the right amount of study. But then I think you made a really valid point here, though, in terms of the number of boxes. But then again, our experience is limited mainly to our perceptual senses. So, say, if we're going to use an analogy again with UFO sightings, well, there's an audio. Okay, it was an audio situation or a visual situation or an audio-visual situation where people also not only just hear, say, strange footsteps, but also see something. And then you could have the close encounter where they not only hear something and see something, but encounter something. And then from there, you could say go through the different levels where you just see something, encounter it, and that's all there is to it. It's like the image you were saying playing on a film. Then you could have the next step where there's some interaction with it, right? So I could kind of see from a research point of view that you could create at least a basic set of types.
Sure. Yeah, and there are people that have done that. And not only that, one thing that I've recommended many times is when someone's dealing with a haunted home, for example, which is a whole different ball of wax, right? So if you believe your house is haunted, that's totally different than going to visit a building where you had a ghost experience. You don't live there. You don't have to live there. You need to feel safe and secure wherever you live. And so one of the things that I've recommended for a long time is that people keep a journal. And at the very least, if something strange happens, just grab your notebook and pen and write down the day, the time, what's going on, what you experienced, who's in the house. Because while that one piece of data isn't going to tell us much, if you keep up with it over time, you might start to find a pattern. It only happens when this one person is in the house, or this one family member is never in the house, or it only happens on weekends, or it only happens on Tuesdays. Like, what is it about the day and the time? Can we find a pattern over time? Also, what that does is, and this is something I don't really tell the homeowner, but it gives them some sense of control over something that's pretty much out of their control. And that's sort of important if you feel afraid where you live, right? And an analogy that we've used is if your home has ever been burglarized, it's very violating. Wherever you live, home, apartment, house, whatever, it's such a violating feeling, and it's tough to feel secure when you're in there, especially right after it happened. And so imagine if that burglar's still there, but you can't see the burglar. You can't wrap your hands around it. You can't call the police. It's there and then not there and comes and goes and so on. It can be a very unnerving experience for the person that goes through it. And so anything we can do to try to regain control of that situation, we find anyway that it does help people that are living in the home. But yeah, you're right.
And you were going to say that one of the things that you tell them to help regain this sense of security is what?
I'm just telling them this because I think it will help them. I don't think it actually will give them a sense of control. It'll just give them it'll make them feel better, but it's not going to do anything to cure whatever issue it is, right? I mean, I don't have a magic bullet to get rid of these things.
Discussing it with you, or what is it that you suggest that they do?
Yeah, discussing it, I think, is great among the family members that live there. If they're all experiencing it, then talking openly is a good thing. Okay, we're not crazy. We're all experiencing it. Is it just me? Is it just you? Those kind of things will help you, I think, sort of suss out the situation. I can research. I can look into the history of the home, see how long it's been there, any tragedies or whatever, talk to previous tenants and say, oh, wow, gee, you're not the only ones to have weird experiences. And all that might make you feel better. I'm not crazy. Other people have had weird experiences here, too. My family members are also experiencing it. We're keeping a journal of it. But at the end of the day, what can we do about it? Some people still won't believe you. And others will say, well, why don't you just leave? Which is, if we're being realistic, is sometimes more easily said than done. Some people can't afford to just move. Some people need the job that they have. Some people are upside down on a mortgage and are buried and have to stay where they are. So there's so many factors that are going on when it comes to like haunted locations and how you document it, how you try to put it in various boxes and so on. I mean, I've worked through with some families to try to do this, but it was only to try to make them feel better. It's a Band-Aid. It's not a cure. You know what I mean?
Right. So I think what you were referring to there is just your advice for them to journal what their experiences are.
Right. And it okay. is, and it's data points. If you want to get analytical about it, it does offer you some data points that you can at least look at if you're trying to find patterns. I haven't found one case yet that was predictable. Because if it was, my goodness, right, I'd be rich and famous by now, right? If I knew it was going to be, the third Tuesday of the month at 8 o'clock, I would be selling tickets to that, but I can't.
Well, that takes us back to the beginning of the show when we were talking about how the phenomena, whether it's UFOs or the paranormal in general or ghosts, hauntings, we don't have the kind of verifiable evidence that would be needed to convince most of the skeptics. It has this commonality that it's elusive and ethereal in some sense, and just not wanting us to get our hands on it. And
right. But I think it's been proven to the individual, right? To the individual who shares the story. And it was proven because they shared it, or at least talked about it, right? The words they use and whatever might tell you how much conviction they have over what they've experienced. But at the very least, you know, when you see something that you perceive to be a ghost or a spirit, when you say, that's my grandma who died 3 weeks ago, that's it. That's proven to you. I may not believe you. I might say you're mistaken. You're just grieving. That's your broken heart that's projecting that or whatever. But it doesn't really matter because I wasn't there. You were. And so I think that's something that happens throughout the world with all of this stuff, with all these topics, is that the person has an experience and interprets it the best they can and reaches some conclusion. And what you say about it or what someone else says about it may not make a difference, you know, to them. They've arrived at their truth, and that's what they're going with.
Right. Well, or they've arrived at their belief, I guess. Whether that is true or not would be something that might be entirely separate from what they believe.
Yeah, no, I know. It's funny how you know, true is it used to be so well defined until just a few years ago, really. Like it was, I mean, 2 + 2 is true unless someone just really doesn't believe it, right?
You know, I heard one time a contactee said something like 2 + 2 = 5, and then there's a semi-famous former mayor, a lawyer, who's been on TV and he's very controversial, and three words came from his mouth. Truth isn't true.
True.
We got more to come with Jeff, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.